BBC News with Debbie Russ. A huge leak of documents has revealed how billions of dollars of illicit funds have been laundered through some of the world's biggest banks. The information was gathered largely through details submitted by the banks themselves to regulators in the United States. Financial institutions in Britain, the US, Germany and the United Arab Emirates are among those accused of failing to act on the suspicious movements of large sums of money. The Democratic Party's presidential candidate Joe Biden has said it would be an abuse of power if Republicans confirmed Donald Trump's nominee for the US Supreme Court before November's election. Mr. Trump is rushing to fill the vacancy left by the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Sudan says a high-level delegation has travelled to the United Arab Emirates to negotiate with American officials as the country tries to get removed from the US list of sponsors of terrorism. Washington wants Sudan first to pay compensation for terrorist attacks. Ivory Coast's main presidential election challenger has called for a civil disobedience campaign to stop President Alassane Ouattara's bid for a third term in next month's elections. Henri Kounam-Béidié said the opposition parties were united to protect the stability of the nation. Coast guards in Finland say they'll work through the night to stabilise a ferry that ran aground in the Åland Islands. More than 200 passengers have been evacuated from the vessel and most of the crew have been taken safely to shore. Spanish police have seized 6 tons of hashish and arrested 30 people in raids against a smuggling gang they'd been tracking since February. They were found in districts close to the British overseas territory of Gibraltar. The 21-year-old Slovenian cyclist Tadej Pogačar has won a historic victory in the Tour de France. He becomes the youngest champion for more than 100 years. BBC News.